One of my all-time favorite songs is a country love song called Something That We Do. And it was written by Clint Black and Skip Ewing. I learned it a long time ago and play it often still. If you get a chance sometime, listen to it. Google it, YouTube it, whatever you do. It's a beautiful song. And that song, the words of that song reflect my relationship with Susan so strongly, but also reflects the years I've had with the church, Something That We Do. I don't remember going to church much when I was young. We lived overseas, and then when we traveled back to the States, we moved around a lot with my dad's job. But when I was 10 or 11, we moved to the suburbs of DC and joined a large Methodist church. I hated church. I hated going to church. I remember complaining and badgering my mother constantly about going to church. And all she would say was, it's something what we do. Just get used to it. She sang in the choir, so my father would make us sit in the front row to watch her. And because I have the attention span of a two-year-old, it was hard for me to sit still. Still is. The one saving grace is my dad would bring a pack of Lifesavers, and if we were good, he would pull it out right before the sermon and pass it down the aisle. And that was the one thing we looked forward to, and so I had to be good. If you sit with us in the third row, still today, we still pass the tradition of Lifesavers down right before the sermon. I went to Sunday school at that church, got active in junior high and senior high youth groups, joined the church, went on mission trips, and just got very involved with everything that they had to do. That's about the time I learned how to play the piano, learned to write music, perform music, and I played in front of a lot of people back then. I'd play at church, coffee houses in the 70s, weddings, anything I could to get out there. I truly believe those were the days that molded me to who I am today. I got married in that church in 1979. We had three children, and fast forward to 1987, we moved to State College. I wanted my kids to have the same experiences at church that I had, so I started looking for a congregation to join. In the fall, in November of 1987, and you can't make this stuff up, you can Google it, I went to St. Paul's for the first time. That Thursday, it burnt down. I figured that was a sign. You can Google that. I'm not making it up. I figured that was a sign or an omen not to join that church. So I continued around the area looking for a congregation. In the spring of 88, I came to this church for the first time, and I remember sitting in the back row, because that's where you go to hide. And I looked at the bulletin, and something caught my eye, and there was an announcement saying, come join our State College Presbyterian church softball team. And so I thought, well, I love baseball, and I played adult softball in Maryland for years. And so I did. And I met Jerry Sawyer there. He was on that team in 1988. And he's probably thinking right there, we were absolutely terrible. Right, Jerry? And that's where my State College career started. I started getting involved about early 90s, and about sometime in the 1990, 91, I got a call at home from a guy named John Robison. And he asked me to be a deacon. And I'm a Methodist, so I had no idea what a deacon was. But he made it sound so glamorous. And of course I said yes, and the rest is history. I've been a deacon, active deacon, for 27 plus years. Fast forward a little bit, I went through a divorce. I had the staff and the friends of our church to comfort me throughout that period. And moving on, I met Susan here at the church, and 21 years ago we got married right here in the sanctuary, and a lot of you people out there were probably there. Willingly, Susan and I have given up so much of ourselves for this church and have been on numerous committees, been involved with many activities as in Logos, table parents, cooking crews, and it goes on and on. It's just something that we do. But we both know and understand there is no amount of money that could ever repay the many blessings and lessons and relationships that we've had gained through this church. Now, I have to admit, until Dean asked me to be on stewardship this year, I had no idea how many programs and activities go on week after week in this church per year. It's daunting. We do not have enough staff to oversee this. We are very short-staffed. We don't have the money to pay for more staff people. This year, Susan and I will be upping our pledge dramatically because of the need, and hope that you all will consider the same. In closing, Susan and I couldn't be more proud of our five loving children, now young adults. Every one of them went through the Sunday school system in this church, Logos, Chrysalis, Fish, and have been involved with many church mission trips, choirs, and activities in this church. These programs have made a major impact in their lives by molding them into the people that they are today. These programs, and especially Fish, helped us blend the most wonderful family you could ask for. But what Susan and I are most proud of is that with the help and support of these programs, every one of our five children are unconditionally accepting and respectful towards all people, all races, genders, gender identity, age, or any other circumstance of life. No money can buy this, and no money can repay this gift that we've been given. These words and actions are something that our children believe, Susan and I believe, and thank God our church believes. It is and should be something that we do. Thank you.